Brachiosaurus! Diplodocus! Help! We're sinking in the swamp! Hurry! Here they come. And look! That must be Ramphorhynchus flying down here.
Bracky! Swing your neck around mine. Ramp! You hold my tail up in the air. Dippy! Get that little creature off my back and get a hold of my middle. Now, everybody! All together now! Heave! It's not working. I'm sinking deeper. Push! Pull! I'm only 60 tons. You should be able to move me.
Stop the pulling. Stop the tugging. Brawn alone won't do. You've got to use brains for this rescue. I've got an idea that will work at last. Let's hurry along, for we have to move fast. Quick, quick, quick. Pull down that tree. Strip off the branches and bring it back to me. Okay, on the double. See that boulder there? Roll it down the hill and bring it over here.
What are you guys doing? The mud's way past my knee. This is no time for games. You got to save me.
Now, Bracky, wrap your neck around that tree and place it on the boulder very carefully. Now at Bracky's middle, slide the tree trunk under. Every time you fellas move, it sounds like thunder. Ready, just like a seesaw. Push down on one side. Brace yourself, Bronny. You're going for a ride. Okay, fellows, lower the boom. There he goes. Watch him land. Ba-ba-ba-boom.
Hooray!
Brontosaurus is saved. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray.
That was a close call. I sure hope none of you ever get stuck. But if you do, you know without a doubt that I'd pull you out. My good friends, I don't know how I can thank you all. Oh, I know. My little friend here, wants to see how you future fossils live now. So why don't you all go home and prepare your little place so my friend can see it? Okay? Good. And you, my little friend, a very special thanks to you. But I better watch out. These swamps will be the death of me someday.
Brontosaurus, you don't know how true those words are. We have an idea that's the way you became extinct.
There you go again.
Gee, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to remind you.
That's all right. After all, you did save my life, and you're a real friend. And you know, it's a puzzle how you, a little peewee, could manage to rescue a giant like me.
Frankly, it's quite easy to explain. All I had to do was use my brain. You may weigh 50 tons or more and be as big as a tree. But though your body's huge, your brain is as small as a pea. And it's not smart to be dumb. It's not smart to be dumb, dumb, dee dum dum dum. Back where I come from, it's not considered smart to be dumb.
If only I could borrow a few brains from you, there's just no telling what I could do. A million years from now, I would still be alive. Cause I study all the books on how to survive. I'd even start a dinosaur school, and everyone would have to attend. We'd study till our brains were numb. There's just no telling where it would end.
It's not smart to be dumb. It's not smart to be dumb, 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 dumb.
Back where I come from,
it's not considered smart to be dumb.
You could build big buildings, a car or a plane. You'd even switch from grass to chow mein. There's one.
be dumb, dumb, dum, dum, dum. Back where you come from. It's not considered smart to be dumb.
Allosaurus is coming! Allosaurus is coming! Quick! Hide behind this tree! When that vicious monster is hungry, he'll swallow you in one gulp!
Run, Brody! Run! He's right on your tail!
You don't frighten me, Allosaurus, you meat-eating bully! I'll squash you to a pulp!
Watch it, Brody! He's reaching for your neck! Smack him with your tail! Smack him with your tail! There's another one behind you. Roll over on him. Now you've got him. Push him into the water. Yippee! You won. Poor Bronte. You're hurt. Let me help you.
It's nothing but a scratch. Those miserable Allosaurus-esses. They make me so mad that they turn me into a killer.
But why didn't you run into the swamps? You know they're afraid of water.
And leave you behind to be eaten?
You're a wonderful guy, Bronte. A real pal.
Oh, it was really nothing.
But, Bronte, why are you shivering? Are you cold?
Well, now that it's over, I'm afraid I've got the shivers. I'm really a peaceful guy, and I just hate to fight. You'd never know by looking at me. But you can't tell a book by its cover. With my leathery hide and huge size, you might think I'm fierce and very strong. But inside I'm just a softie. So please don't get me wrong. My neighbors never have any complaints. I never want to hurt anyone. I'd rather love than hate. I don't find fighting fun. Crazy mixed up Allosaurus, I really don't taste that sweet. Crazy mixed up Allosaurus, you'd rather fight the switch for meat? Look at me. Do I look mean? I'm no monster, for heaven's sakes. I'm sensitive. This shouting and shoving leaves me with a splitting headache. Just give me leaves dripping with dew. Would I be content? You bet. 'Cause violence is bad for me. It makes my stomach upset. Crazy mixed up Allosaurus, I really don't taste that sweet. Crazy mixed up Allosaurus, you'd rather fight the switch for me.
And you once said your life was a bore.
But I said it isn't a treat either. Lately, it's been one crisis after another. When you reach my age, a fella likes to find a quiet place somewhere to retire. Just sleep and eat and relax.
I know just the place for you. A zoo.
What's a zoo?
Well, a zoo is a place where animals stay.
Mm.
Nice and quiet.
Well.
No problems.
Oh, boy.
And all they do is eat and sleep.
That sounds great. Could you take me back to a zoo?
Gee, Bronte, that would be great. But, oh, Bronte, I can't.
Mm.
There's just no room in my earth anymore. There's just no room for a dinosaur. Oh, why couldn't you have been smaller too? Like a coati, the koala, or the kangaroo. A wallaby, a woodchuck, or even a shrew. Or like a mouse, make a house out of a shoe. If you were a seal, a squirrel, colossal, stupendous, a really big dinosaur. That's an impossibility. Brody, there's just no room on my Earth anymore. There's just no room for a dinosaur. Oh, why did you have to be so big? Why couldn't you be a porcupine or a little pig? A cheetah, a chinchilla, a little chipmunk, or a goat, or a cow, or a smelly old skunk? Lucky elephant and rhinoceros too. We've even found space to make a place for you and for the camel, the coyote and the caribou, the giraffe, the gorilla, and even the gnu. From the alligator to the kinkajou, there's room for every animal except for you, 'cause you're a huge, immense, gigantic, colossal, stupendous, a really big, big dinosaur. And that's an impossibility, Brody. There's just no room on my Earth anymore. There's just no room for a dinosaur.
Say, maybe I could go on a diet.
Did you ever try it?
I never found one that could tell me how to lose 20,000 pounds of fat.
Dieting won't help you, Brody. It's obvious that anyone who is 15 feet tall, 60 feet long, and weighs over 50 tons has a glandular problem.
There you go again. Why can't you say things simply? Well, enough of this fancy talk. I'm getting hungry. How about 16 tons of food?
That's a great idea.
Wait a second. Listen. What's that noise?
Control Center to Terranaut. Control Center to Terranaut. Come in, please. Do you read me?
That's my time machine control station. I'd better answer them. Terranaut to Control Center. Terranaut to Control Center. I read you loud and clear.
According to our calculations, you must depart at 0800 hours.
Roger. We'll begin preparations. Roger and out. Looks like I'm going to have to leave, Bronte.
Just when we were about to eat. Boy, if this day continues the way it has, I'll die of starvation.
Who? You?
Yeah, I didn't take no diet pill. Listen, I want to ask you something. Do you really think that we're going to become extinct because of the swamps?
Well, you know, Bronte, none of our scientists really know for sure. One theory is that you dinosaurs became careless about where you left your eggs, and a mammal who liked the yolk went around eating them.
Ridiculous.
Well, then, maybe you'll agree with this one. Some scientists say that the glands that made giants of you might have also created a disturbance within you, like some disease that caused you all to die.
But I've never been sick a day in my life. I can't even remember the last time I had a cold.
Well, whatever the reason was, one thing we know for sure. There was some kind of a change that you dinosaurs couldn't adapt to.
Well, I'd like to make a change right now.
What's that, Bronte?
I'd like to change the plans for my future, if you don't mind.
If it were up to me, Bronte, you know I'd take you back to the 20th century Earth gladly. I'm sorry, it's such an impossibility. Goodbye, goodbye, Brontosaurus. I won't be seeing you anymore. Thank you, my friend, for a wonderful day in the life of a dinosaur.
I'll say so long to Brachiosaurus for you, and farewell to Diplodocus too. And I'll tell Stegosaurus to send you a copy of the Dinosaurs Who's Who. That's the book with all our names in it, like Protoceratops, Triceratops.
Brody,
what is
Brody,
it?
I'll read it from Ankylosaurus to
Pachycephalosaurus.
Well,
and we're gonna be extinct.
Well, I've got to get ready to leave, Bronte.
You gotta leave?
Yeah.
Well, then we better finish the song. I'll tell the Iguanodon and the Ichthyosaur how sorry you were that somehow you never found the time to sit down and have a chat.
If ever I have a toothache, tell Trocodon I'll never complain. When I think that poor fellow has 2,000 teeth, his cavities must drive him insane.
It's a pity you never got to know my cousin Ankylosaurus very well. But he's really so shy, I didn't even try to get him out of his shell. I'm sorry that we're going to be extinct. Really, I think it's a shame.
Without you around, dear, dear Bronte, Earth won't be the same. Goodbye, goodbye, Brontosaurus. I won't be seeing you anymore. But thank you, my friend, for letting me spend a day in the life of a dinosaur.
Goodbye, little creature. I'm really going to miss you.
I'll miss you too, Bronte.
And don't forget. Come on, eat, eat, eat up, eat, eat.
Boys and girls, the Terranaut is on the last lap of the most incredible journey of our time. We're proud to have been able to bring this milestone in scientific achievement directly to you live, as it happened. And to our brave Terranaut, welcome back to the 20th century.